You know, it's funny. The
should we tell Morales it's a lie, or just let him go?
Is it a lie? I got a call yesterday. Somebody reached out to me through email, and they are a distillery, and they said they really love the ring of Silver Falcon Mezcal.
Well, I told you that this has a Ted Lasso feel to it. Ted Lasso started as a promotional bit where Jason Sudeikis just made up a character, Ted Lasso, to do promos for the English Premier League on NBC.
Yes.
And after he did a few of these promos, somebody goes, you know, you got something there. You got something there with that Ted Lasso. I think you may have something with the Silver Falcon Mezcal. And speaking of lies, that was your lie of the day yesterday.
That was my lie of the day, yeah.
Now, the lie of the day today is mine, and yes. the payoff is huge. Whew. Let's get this out of the way right out of the gate.
Yep.
The very first pair of tickets that I got asked for this year, Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, James Harden against LeBron, AD, and Russ. Christmas Day, Staples Center, Brooklyn Lakers. And here's the best part. It's at 5. So that means you can have your
Christmas.
Your Christmas, and then you roll right into Staples Center.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And we're giving away for free a pair of Christmas Day tickets if you can determine the lie of the day. It could come at any moment.
Yes.
Could be lying right now. But I'm
no,
not.
No, we are giving away the tickets. That's not the lie. Yeah. That's not the lie. But and you know what? Here's what I like to do. And if you're listening right now and you want to be at crypto.com arena.
And that'll be, by the way, the debut of crypto.com arena. That's when the name change kicks in.
Exactly. If you want to be there Christmas Day, what I like to do is I've got a little notepad here. And when I hear John Ireland say something fishy, as LeBron would say,
something fishy going on here.
I make a little note and say, well, maybe it was that. Maybe it was that. You got to listen to the entire show because it can happen at any moment. Now, I told you just before the show, Ireland, that the show page isn't as organized as it normally is.
Well, those are normally the best shows, exactly. Is when you just ignore your stupid rundown and we go. And so let's go.
You know what I was doing this morning? I was doing cameo messages. I did 12 cameo messages today. I am making some serious bank now.
Yeah, I think it makes you look a little, I don't know. Maybe I'll get to where I can do cameo. I would do that stuff for free.
Yeah, but there's no mechanism to do it for free. Like all I have to do is press a button and I'm recording a cameo message.
Worthy's been on me about joining cameo.
Yeah.
If I join cameo, what do you charge?
Just $30.
Okay, I'm charging $100.
No.
I am. Worthy charges $200.
$200.
Worthy thinks I should charge $200. I said no.
You're half of James Worthy.
I'm not a Hall of Famer. I'll do half that.
Yeah, it's
see, I don't want to do 12 a day. I want to do 2 or 3 a day.
Yeah, two
and
or
make
three
the
a
same
day
amount
for,
of money
for
as
more
you.
Money for more money.
Right.
It does
so we'll
make
see
sense.
How it goes. All right, maybe I'll do it. Sense. Maybe I'll sign up before the end of the year.
You know what I did yesterday? I went back to the gym for the first time.
Did we
since
shame
March
you into doing it with all the talk about how fat you were yesterday?
There was a lot of talk about it, but there was also, you know, yesterday I got to go to the studio for the first time. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Today, you know, it's weird. We only have one car now. Juan needed the car. We only keep one car because who really needs to go anywhere? I think we're finally going to get another one after the first of the year. But I went to the gym, and it is a surreal experience. So I go to a place in Culver City. Great guy named Steve Zim. It's called Tighter U, and it is on Washington and Culver City. And they've got – so first of all, you've got to wear your mask the entire time.
That you're
which makes
out.
Sense. You've okay. got to show your vaccine – sign-ups, your card with your vaccines and your ID and all that stuff, and then you've got to wear a mask the entire time. And it's uncomfortable to do an hour on the elliptical or whatever with a mask on. But what Steve said is you burn more calories with a mask. Do you believe that? Do you believe you burn more calories when you're working out and wearing a mask, or is that just a rationalization?
Sense. No, because you can't breathe as easy. That makes sense to me.
And the other thing is between every machine, so between the elliptical and the treadmill and the elliptical and the Stairmaster, all that stuff, there's a gigantic piece of plexiglass. so weird. It's like you're in a almost like a fishbowl working on the elliptical. It's crazy. But have you been back to a gym? Will you go back to a gym?
Just hotel gyms. That's the only gyms I've been to, is because, you know, I've been in a lot of hotels lately.
Yes.
So I'll go to the hotel gym. Most of them will let you work out without a mask. There have been a couple of them that have insisted on us wearing masks. Now, normally when that happens, Michael heads for the door.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Bergman, I think you, because you have your
Peloton. Yeah.
You don't have to go to a gym.
I'm not going to go to a gym, period.
And you don't have to use your Peloton, as you've proven over long stretches of time.
Right, I don't have to use it.
He may never use it again. You
know what? Since I beat the bet, I have not gone on it since. And it's mostly because I've been waking up too late, but yeah. I do want to go back on it.
Now,
eventually.
Jorge, you do like crazy.
Funches is here. There is no Jorge today.
Oh, there's no
Jorge. We've gone through this like Jorge, 3 times today, Mace, just
what is,
so we're clear.
What does Jorge do? Jorge does that CrossFit, like the video that you watch and you go, it's like a CrossFit
insanity
video. Insanity, right. He does insanity, that crazy video thing. Funches, what do?
I kickbox.
No.
Yeah, I kickbox
a little bit.
You're
making that up.
No, I kickbox a little bit, yeah.
Where do you kickbox?
I kickbox at my friend's gym. It's in Walnut.
Is that right? And would that help you in the event of a fight? Or
nah,
a
I mean, I don't know. I guess I can take out some aggravation on the punching bag, I guess, you know, if I have a bad day at work or whatever. But
yeah, I've never felt I was a martial arts guy. John, you don't strike me as a martial arts guy.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Cruddy man! A bruise on the inside.
Karate Man.
I just watched that movie. Trading Places, when Eddie Murphy gets locked up and he doesn't want to get beat up, so he starts making karate noises and telling all the other people that they're in the cell. One of whom, by the way, is Giancarlo Esposito, who went on to play Gus Fring. Yeah, he's one of the guys in the cell with him. But no, I have never participated in the martial arts.
Can you do the martial arts sound again, though?
Ooh. No, wait a minute. Can I be canceled for that? I'm just doing Eddie Murphy.
I don't know the answer to that.
Mine is an impersonation of Eddie Murphy doing it, but now I think that they'll accuse in 2021, Eddie would, if Trading Places came out today, would be accused of appropriation, right?
Right. Well, you're doing a karate sound like Eddie Murphy, who was doing a karate sound
like Bruce Lee. Right. Yeah.
You're right.
But people, if Eddie did it seriously and tried to like make it his thing, then everybody would say he's misappropriated.
Yeah, probably that
Lee.
Is cultural appropriation, yeah.
Yeah.
That's mockery. It's mockery. It's like, did you
But wait a minute, is it mockery if I'm a fan of both Eddie Murphy and Bruce Lee?
God, I would. You know what?
I'm not mocking them at all. I would watch movies from both of those. Enter the Dragon's one of the great movies of all time.
So here's the thing: did you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I did.
Okay, so you remember the scene where the actor is playing Bruce Lee and gets into a fight with, I don't know if it's Brad Pitt.
It was Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Right. And you know, Bruce Lee's family was very upset, and the Asian community was very upset because they felt like they were making fun of Bruce Lee, who is an iconic figure in terms of Hong Kong and Chinese culture
now,
and all that stuff.
I never thought that. I thought that they were making fun of Bruce Lee.
I
thought it was kind of cool that Bruce Lee was in the movie, but I'm not his family. I mean, I can't tell his family what they get offended by.
Yeah, I thought they
But just doing anything now, you're probably getting in trouble.
Well, no, if you do the right things, you don't get in trouble.
No, that sounds like Greg asked. No, when Greg asked me to do that, I will probably get in trouble for it.
Well,
no,
you did it before. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you to do it again, but you did it before.
You got in trouble for something you said?
Yesterday. You guys dumped me when I described what a thought was.
Yeah, that was the right call.
Yeah, that was the right thing, though.
So that's the answer. I got in trouble for something I said.
Well, you didn't get in trouble.
You didn't get in trouble for it.
Like, you didn't have, like, Scott McCarthy didn't come, like, how dare you?
No, Scott McCarthy's mad at you because you said all those mean things about the name Scott.
I was not talking about Scott McCarthy.
Yeah, that's right. You really went after our boss, Scott McCarthy. I'm shocked at that.
Which was insanely stupid by you.
Yeah. If you go for the king, you best not miss.
And apparently I missed.
You did. So I came across this story. Actually, Ireland sent me this story, a story about Troy Aikman and what he said about the Rams. So let me read the quote. He says, "We've talked about it. The All-Star team, I've never seen it work in the NFL. I know Washington tried it back in, I think, 99. I've just never seen a team that goes out and tries to put together this all-star team that can win a Super Bowl, much less success. It usually unravels, and right now, that's the kind of thing that's happening to the Rams. They've just not been very consistent.
Here's the amazing thing about that from Aikman.
Yes.
His Cowboys teams used to do it all the time.
Exactly.
They went out and signed Charles Haley.
And signed Deion Sanders. Yeah.
I mean, what? Hey, Pot, meet Kettle.
Hey, last year Tampa Bay, they had Tom Brady, Antonio
Brown,
Leonard
Fournette. That was completely an all-star team.
It was the last team that won the Super Bowl.
Troy Aikman did like 9 of their games. I mean, Troy, what are you drinking? If you want to make that Rams specific, that you don't think this particular Rams team is going to work, and you have reasons for that, go ahead. But to make a statement that, yeah, these all-star teams never work, it worked last year.
Well, how often do super – and so far the Rams, obviously, since adding Odell
in the NBA, it works all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the NFL, they add Odell Beckham Jr., they add Von Miller. We get all excited, going for broke, all that stuff. And they lose 3 in a row. And the Rams moved a ton of draft capital. And I know you always mock draft capital, but draft capital can be very valuable.
Like the mug in Les Snead's office says, F your picks.
Yep.
Don't need picks.
So the super team concept does work in sports. It works
all the
time. In the NFL. It works in the NBA. You almost need a super team in year of our Lord 2021-22 to compete for a title.
And I'm shocked that Troy feels that way about the NFL, because there have been plenty of good NFL teams, including a couple he was on, that have gone out, spent a ton of money on other teams' Pro Bowl players, and gone on to win the Super Bowl. And you said it, the best example of it last year was Tampa. I mean, the Rams might not win the Super Bowl, I think, because they turn it over too much. And
let me ask you this. Let me phrase it this way. So they moved all heaven and earth to get Matthew Stafford. That was the anointed guy. That was
and
the
Von
guy
Miller
that Sean McVay
and
won.
Odell
but
Beckham.
Let's start with Stafford. So Jared Goff gone. The quarterback we want, this is what the Rams said, the quarterback we want, the one that can get us to the promised land, the one we want more than anybody, and the one that fits perfectly with what Sean McVay is trying to do, is Matthew Stafford. Now the wheels have come off of Matthew Stafford.
A little.
If he continues to play this way, isn't that on the front office?
And Sean, because he's the one who picked up the phone and called Stan Kroenke from Cabo and said, we got to do this.
Hey, I'm here with Matt Stafford. We should trade for him.
Yeah. No, 100%. That Les and Sean take a huge hit. But we know this. They won't be afraid to move off him. They'll just, do it again. That's what they do.
It gets harder.
Yep.
It gets hard. It gets harder because, what teams want, teams love draft picks. I know you F the picks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But teams love draft picks. The reason why they've gotten all these players is they gave up draft picks. Well, we've got fewer. It's sort of like the Lakers. We got no draft picks. So if you need to move, if you need to add pieces, you don't have the draft picks to be able to move those pieces.
I think it's too early to say that Matt Stafford isn't going to work. I think he's had 3 bad games in a row.
Bill Barnwell wrote that this is the worst 3-game stretch, going all the way back through his career in Detroit. Worst 3-game stretch of his entire career. He's never had 3 games in a row worse than these 3.
What I would like to see him do, starting Sunday at SoFi against Jacksonville, is don't force it. You don't have to make the spectacular play every time. Just, you're moving the chains. Just do that. You watch Mac Jones. He's not forcing anything.
No, he's a dink and dunk. But the problem is, John. Actually, let's continue. Do you still have faith that the Rams will turn this around? Lost 3 in a row.
I haven't given up yet.
I watched a conversation today on NFL Today or whatever the hell shows we got on ESPN where they were saying, the question was, will the Rams still make the playoffs? They're 7-4 right now.
I think so.
If you're a Rams fan, or if you're not a Rams fan, do you think the Rams will still make the playoffs, and do you think Stafford is still the right guy? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, just tell me straight up, John, have you lied yet?
No.
Okay. So make sure you keep listening.
But don't ask me that again, because this is a really good prize, and I don't think we should help them.
Okay. And also, John, I'm going to have to ask you if you have a, I guess the term is pneumatic device. Is there such a thing as a pneumatic device?
To help you remember things?
Yeah, to help you remember things. I want to ask you if you've got a pneumatic device for a particular thing.
Okay.
That's coming up next for you. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Oh, it's the Christmas season. We are going to go out, John, and get our Christmas tree this weekend.
You know what I'm doing tonight?
I'm doing
something tonight that you've done and I haven't.
Okay.
I'm going to Love Actually Live.
Hey, good for you, Matt. You're going to love
it, right?
This. Yeah, it's fantastic.
As I've said many times on this show, Love Actually is my favorite Christmas movie of all time. I cannot be friends with you if you don't get Love Actually. You don't have to love it. You just have to get it. If you don't get it, you're out.
Yeah, so they've taken all the music, and there's great music in the movie Love Actually, and the characters in the play actually sing those songs. And it is so – we've already got our tickets. It is a holiday tradition. You're going to the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills?
I am. Yeah, tonight.
Hey, is the Keira Knightley kiss – was that just a pity kiss?
Well, we've had this debate many times.
Well, it's a new year.
It's a new year. It's a brand new year.
And by the way, the person who objects with me most stringently on this is Bill Oram from The Athletic. We've actually brought him on the air, and we've debated this back and forth. Oram thinks Keira Knightley cheated on her husband when she kissed the guy from Walking Dead. I say it was 100%, Bergman, a pity kiss. She had no intention of doing anything other than thanking him for his obsession with her for God knows how many years. This was Mace. Remember, he wrote all the signs.
Oh, yeah, and all the signs shows up at Keira Knightley's door.
And then she ran away and she kissed him.
Tell them it's carolers.
Yeah, and then people like Bill Oram saying, oh, my God, she's the worst. She cheated on her husband. Her husband, which was that Chidiwell Ejiofor,
yes.
He could care less. He was watching soccer on TV. Didn't bother him in the least. That was not cheating. Mace, what say you?
I think it's a pity kiss. Although, if somebody shows up at your door with those cards now,
yeah,
I think it's completely creepy.
Except if you do what Phoebe did on Ted Lasso.
Do you remember
that?
What she did.
Okay,
no.
So this kid was picking on her in school.
Yep.
And so Keeley and Roy came up with the idea that she should ring his doorbell and write a bunch of cards and call him a bunch of names, things that she wouldn't normally say.
Yeah.
And so she did it to him. She recreated the Love Actually thing and did it to him. And it ended with, but since it's Christmas, I forgive you.
See, I actually kind of agree with Bill Oram. She was cheating. Because
in what sense?
Not only did she kiss him, which at that point is cheating, but she also told her husband to not come to the door, and it was carolers, and lied to him.
It's carol singers.
Yeah, it's carol singers. Yeah, just pushed him away, and then listened and watched the whole thing as he put out his entire love for her, and then she ran down the street after him, and kissed him. That is cheating.
That's not cheating.
Oh, yeah. What is your definition of cheating?
Wait a minute. Let's back up a second.
Okay, yeah.
Do you agree that it was a pity kiss, that she had no intention of taking it any further?
Yes, it is a pity kiss.
So then what difference does it make?
Because it was still cheating. You're still doing. You still lied to your husband. You still kissed another man.
When you meet girls other than your girlfriend, do you flirt?
I mean, no.
Of course you do.
Sure
what are you talking
do.
About?
I mean, maybe a little.
Everybody flirts.
Everybody flirts.
I mean, but it's all completely hard. No, I'm not kissing them.
Right, but the
and kiss I'm not, and I'm also
was,
not telling my girlfriend. Oh, hey, this is nothing. I'm not talking to this
it's
person.
Cal Singers. Yeah, you're missing.
Is
the whole
that
point.
The actual line? By the way, Funch, see if you can find that.
No.
It's Cal Singers.
He holds up a sign that says, "Tell him it's Carol Singers."
It's Cal Singers.
And she's do you remember what he says? You remember what Edgefor says?
No.
Tell him to bug off.
Tell him to bug off.
And instead, to Greg's point,
she didn't.
She stands there and puts up with Andrew Lincoln's entire performance.
Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead.
Right. And by the way, Bergman, for you to think that's cheating is just ridiculous.
No, I think a lot of people think it's cheating.
It is.
A lot of people do believe it's cheating.
Yeah,
a lot of people believe that in this day and age, that the whole idea of the guy showing up with the signs and her kissing the guy would be highly inappropriate.
If I was watching soccer on TV and some guy showed up at the door
And wanted to make out with Lisa.
No.
He'd be like, sure, go ahead.
And did a whole bunch of signs for Lisa, and she gave him a pity kiss and came back to me. Fine, I'm glad I didn't miss any of the action.
So do you think that she went back in and told him what happened?
Absolutely not. No, of course not.
Of course not. Therefore, you're cheating. You're lying.
It's his best friend. Why would Keira Knightley want to ruin the friendship between Edgefor and Lincoln?
Then she shouldn't have run after him and gave him a kiss? Or even sat there and looked.
This is a fair question. Is that, I mean, you guys know this movie at this point. It came out 20 years ago.
And if you don't, watch it immediately.
Yeah, Love Actually, you've seen. Is that cheating? In the meantime, I want to go to Daniel in Palmdale. Daniel, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, it's Daniel. Always a pleasure to speak with you. You too, John. I wanted to touch on John's point that he made just before you guys went to break on the Rams and what he'd like to see this weekend against Jacksonville, that they kind of maybe check it down, kind of go with what the defense is giving them. How I've seen that in a tangible way is I've had Daryl Henderson on my fantasy team. I was kicking butt early on, and they kind of went away from him. And it's kind of painful watching games where I see them kind of, you got Henderson in the flat. He's wide open, and Matt's looking downfield, not even seeing him.
So but Daniel, in fairness, did he not get you a touchdown this last weekend?
Yeah, he did. It's still brutal watch, though.
Yeah, but Daniel, I agree with you. As a matter of fact, Mace, I traded Daryl Henderson for Travis Kelce.
Oh, did you really?
Good trade
or bad trade?
Oh, Kelce's the get there.
Yeah, well, I threw in Sony Michel because he was just a handful.
Oh, well, Sony Michel is just a collateral there. Thank you, Daniel, for the phone call. Here's the problem with Matthew Stafford. When he checks down, the passes are inaccurate.
Sometimes.
I mean, a lot of the time. First of all, he's been a slow starter in every single game this year. His accuracy is off. But at the same time, even when he's checking down, the passes have been inaccurate. He's throwing behind receivers. He's throwing into the turf. I mean, he's just not making good throws. And I don't know what happened to the Matthew Stafford, who through the first 8 weeks of the season led the league in QBR and led the league in quarterback rating.
Well,
I don't know what happened to that guy.
What you're describing sounds like injury.
Well, and that's there's speculation out there. I think is it Diana Rossini? Or am I mixing names?
No, she was on Get Up this morning.
Yeah, Diana Rossini is the one that reported that he's got a back injury, he's got an elbow injury, he's got a hand injury. And it's like, damn. If he's inaccurate because of injury, look, we're nowhere without a starting quarterback. John Wolford is not going to be the guy. He's not the answer to any questions. Yeah, no, you can howl all you want. Rams fans will be howling.
Bring us the wolf.
Can't
be any worse than what we've been getting. You just said it's the three worst games in Stafford's career. How about the wolf?
It's
Come
awful.
On.
Hungry like the wolf. I pray to God that doesn't happen, John. Pray to God that doesn't happen.
I welcome the wolf.
All right,
WTW, welcome the wolf.
877-710-ESPN. Coming up, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. We are also I've got to ask you about the pneumatic device that you're going to use for something really, really important. And don't forget, it is Lakers Ticket Thursday. That means if you can identify John Ireland's lie between now and 3:30, you can score a pair of tickets to not just any Lakers game, to the Christmas Day game. Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets, KD Harden versus LeBron, AD, and Russ. So make sure you pay attention to absolutely everything. And throw out that question. You know the movie Love Actually. Is that cheating? Is Keira Knightley cheating on Tweedle Edgifer when she kisses Andrew Lincoln?
I just watched it again. Absolutely.
Oh, you just watched it on YouTube?
Yeah, just watched it.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Not, it is a pity kiss. Even my wife.
No,
thinks it's
there's
a pity
more.
Kiss.
There's more to it, John. There's more to it.
When, what is wrong with you?
When if your wife says to you, "It's Kyle Singers," it's not. It's not. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah!
Oh, this is it. This is the scene.
Oh, yeah, this is the scene. He's flipping through the... He's playing Silent Night on the boombox, and he's flipping through the cards.
Well, today he would use a portable Bluetooth speaker.
You. Run away with me.
No, he's not saying any of that.
Forsake your husband. Come with me.
He's trying
Leave
to,
now.
He's trying to save the friendship. It's a noble act.
It's Kyle Singers.
Yeah. All right.
But okay, so before we get to Wheel of Questions, I said pneumatic device. I meant pneumonic device.
Okay.
Pneumonic device.
I know what you meant.
Okay. So starting Christmas Day, and we're giving away tickets to that game. There is no more Staples Center. Staples Center does not exist anymore. Mm-hmm. It is the Crypto.com arena.
Right.
So what is your mnemonic device to avoid randomly saying, here at Staples, it's...
Oh, I'm sure I'm sure almost every announcer will make the mistake.
Do you have a mnemonic device to help you remember?
I've already started to say, like when I start broadcasts, I say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Staples Center. I've been saying ever since they made that announcement, I've been saying welcome to downtown Los Angeles.
But you're not going to give Crypto.com Arena its love?
Not unless I'm told to.
They're paying a whole bunch of money.
Well, you can call it that. I'll call it that if they tell me to.
What are you going to call it?
Welcome to downtown Los Angeles. I think most fans are going to call it Staples Center.
Yeah, I know, but Crypto.com is spending all this money.
Right, I will defer to the Lakers. If the Lakers tell me to say Crypto.com Arena, I will say it. But if they don't, welcome to downtown Los Angeles.
Welcome to downtown Los Angeles.
The only thing I'm very, very good at remembering phone numbers.
Really?
And you know how I do it?
I don't know a single phone number.
With NFL jerseys. Give me any seven numbers. Just make them up. Go.
632-4611.
Okay. 632-4611. Okay?
Yep.
So, I would say...
Did I give you a stumper?
No. I would say, now how am I going to remember that number?
Yes.
All right? So, the first number, 6, is Joe Torre with the Yankees.
Okay.
He wore number 6. Okay?
Yep.
32, kind of infamous, but 32 is OJ. All right?
Okay.
So now I got Joe Torre, and I've got OJ. All right? Now, 46 is hard. The only guy I can ever remember wearing number 46 was Doug Plank, who was a safety for the Bears.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not going to think of Doug Plank. So now, so far, I've got Joe Torre, OJ, Doug Plank, and number 11 is the number that Karl Malone wore in the 1 year he played for the Lakers. So the way I would remember that number would be Torre, OJ, Doug Plank, Karl Malone.
So my question would be, How do you remember the names? Don't you need a mnemonic device
no.
to remember
well,
the names?
No, well, because why would I put those four names together?
Yeah, but how do you remember what names you put
okay,
together?
Okay, so I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look at the number you gave me. Remember okay. what I said?
Yeah.
I said Joe Torre, 6, OJ, 32, Doug Plank, 46, Karl Malone, 11. So it's 6-3-2-46-11. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
but
that's
later in
it.
The show, I'm going to ask you for okay. the phone number. And
I'm going to say Joe Torre, OJ, Doug Plank, and Karl Malone.
Yeah. But I want to see if you remember the number. Okay. Yeah, Doug Fair Plank enough. Is 46.
Fair enough.
All right, so Wheel of Questions time. The Wheel of Questions. And I should mention Matthew Berry, Talented Mr. Roto at 2 o'clock. So make sure you're here for that. All your fantasy football advice. I need a lot of it. In the meantime, Wheel of Questions. It's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes.
Oh, okay. I'm glad this came up.
Oh, you sound excited about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I've actually always wondered about this, and I'm genuinely curious about what you guys think.
Okay.
Okay. And Mace, you're perfect for this question.
Yes.
All right. If someone who is in a couple, okay, so
yep.
picture, like in this case, it could be any of us.
Sure.
If someone in the, like, in I'll apply it to you. You openly admit that you are a stoner.
Correct.
Can I assume that Juan is also at least partially a stoner?
No.
Greg, what
Juan
do you think?
Juan does not use any form of cannabis.
Not at all.
Not at
but
all.
But he obviously doesn't mind that you do.
Doesn't mind that I do. And he does, he drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So Juan's mom's rule is you can smoke weed or you can drink, but you can't do both.
Bergman, what do you think?
Because then you're just a mess.
By the way, this has come up on several occasions. I remember one time, fairly, not too long ago, there was a famous couple and they were dating. And the guy got busted for Molly.
Okay.
Can we assume then that the girl...
Yes.
Does Molly?
Yeah. Molly is not a solitary drug. Molly's generally a drug you do with other people. So in that case, I would say yes. And by the way, kids, do not do Molly.
Bergman, what
Molly
do you think?
Bad.
I do not do it, but Michelle does.
Doesn't do what?
Well, she does smoke.
She smokes, but she you
smokes
don't.
Smokes weed and you don't?
I do not.
Ever?
Does she also
Ever.
Drink?
No, she does it on occasion, but for the most part, I drink and she.
Now, what about my example with the Molly? If a guy got busted for Molly, can we assume that his spouse or girlfriend also partakes?
I don't think so. I mean, probably because that's a little bit more of a harder situation. But no, I don't think you can. I think two people can be completely different and do totally different things.
Funches, what do you think?
I'm with Mace. It's not a solitary drug, so couples usually do it together, too.
You know? When this has most recently come up is Kendall Jenner has done a series of interviews where she says she's a stoner.
Oh, really?
Right.
Does she say she's a stoner or is she California sober? This is a new thing.
No, she uses the word stoner.
Okay.
So the interviewer will say, tell me something we don't know about you. She goes, well, you probably don't know that I'm a stoner. I like weed a lot. And her boyfriend is Devin Booker.
Right.
So.
Well, he plays in the NBA.
Well, what does that mean?
Al Harrington says he thinks 90% of players in the NBA smoke weed.
But is it fair to make that assumption?
See, I have that judgment more about NBA players than I do about Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner outed herself.
Yeah, but I go on the assumption, again, Al Harrington, who's a special, former NBA player.
And is now in that business, right?
Now in the cannabis business. He says he thinks 90% of NBA players use cannabis. And by the way, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So I tend to go on the assumption that most NBA players use cannabis.
I take it further. I assume 98% of the people in the world smoke cannabis.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
I think most people do. I think most people,
well, you just
I would assume.
You don't. I don't.
I know you don't, but I assume.
People
I assume.
People like my mom and not stepdad Leo and Jan Bergman
and
all Myrna,
the, like,
Ireland.
All the churchgoers, Bergman.
None of those people, I think,
are different. 98% of the people in your phone smoke marijuana.
Oh, for sure. 98% absolutely.
Of the people in my phone do. I can tell you that much.
I could go down this list and yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We've reached a point where everything has been normalized to a point where I'm not surprised when anybody says they use cannabis. By the way, I say cannabis because it makes it sound fancier and less dirty than if you say I smoke weed. Even though I smoke weed, I call it cannabis.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think weed.
John, what's that number?
Okay, so let me go back to the names. Joe Torre, OJ, Doug Plank, Karl Malone. So 6, 32, 46, 11.
Yeah, you got it.
Isn't that the dumbest thing? Well, a friend of mine taught me that years ago to remember girls' phone numbers that you meet when you're out.
Yeah.
If they won't write it down for you, well, just tell it to me. I'll remember it. I have a great memory. Oh, really? Will you? 632 4611. Okay, call you tomorrow.
You know what's amazing is I went to the doctors not that long ago, and they asked for my emergency contact number.
Oh, nobody no knows them now because everything is saved in your phone.
No clue. Could not tell you what Juan's number is to save my life. I know it has a 4. That's about it. I know it has a 4. But no, would you remember, like, do you know your mom's number?
Yes.
Do not know my mom's number.
I know everyone's number in my family. I know most of my friends' numbers.
Am I the only one that doesn't know any phone numbers?
It was just back
Mason,
in the day you
I
had
might,
to.
I might know your phone number.
No way.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air, obviously.
Yeah, don't say it on the air.
Three, no.
Yeah.
All right, can I, if I give you the last 4 digits, is that too much?
Yeah, that's too much. Okay. Give me the last 2 digits.
13.
Oh, damn, you do. You do. Have I narrowed it down too much for people? Am I going to start getting calls?
No. God, no. 555-1213.
555-1213. It's the movie number.
Everything in a movie
every
is
movie five, is 555. All right, coming up next for you, John. Chris Broussard has made some interesting comments about Anthony Davis, and I want to get your reaction to it. Also, did we try to reach out to Neil Everett?
I did reach out. I have not heard back yet.
Okay. We're trying to reach out to Neil Everett, who is a Love Actually aficionado and can preview
got him.
The show. You got him?
Yeah, I'll call him next.
Okay, good. We'll good. Do Neil coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Whoa.
Wow, that slid by.
I mean, like, Bergman, what's a better way to say it?
You know, got together.
Got together. I mean, but is it? Am I wrong for saying that? Isn't that kind of like a real way of saying things?
It's very medical the way you said that.
Right.
Mason in Ireland. Hey, you know, with all due respect to Stan and Hannah and Matt Berry and Sage Steele and Scott Van Pelt, I watch a lot of SportsCenter. My favorite SportsCenter anchor is Neil Everett, and he joins us right now. Neil, what's going on, man?
How are you? I'm doing great. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays, Neil. Glad to have you. All right, so Neil, we found out you like me, you like the movie Love Actually, which I watch every single Christmas, and we need you to help.
Oh, yeah, at least once every single Christmas.
Right, me too.
And really, it's not even a Christmas movie. It's just a feel-good movie.
Yeah,
and that happens to be centered around Christmas.
Right. I'm going to Love Actually Live tonight, which Mason tells me you've already seen. So I'm looking forward to
seeing it. We've been 2 years. I don't know if they've had it 3 years, but we're scheduled to go next week, my wife and I. But we've been twice, and it's a different production each time.
Oh, good. Okay, so here's the debate we want you to help us settle. It's between Bergman and me. When Keira Knightley stands at the door, and Andrew Lincoln says, tell your husband it's Carol Singers.
It's Carol Singers!
And he puts up all the cards professing his love for Keira Knightley. Then she runs after him and kisses him in the middle of the street. Is Keira Knightley cheating on her husband?
No. First of all, it was Carousel Singers on a boombox.
There you go.
Yes.
And secondly, she's taking care of her friend's feelings. That's not cheating.
Bergman, why can't Neil Everett gets it? Why can't you get it?
So, because there's so much more to it. Because she saw the video already, where it was just her the entire time.
Yeah, he's
she
in
was
love with
really,
her.
Really excited when he showed up. She opens the door and is like, "Hi," and was really happy that he was there.
There's
and then ran off and kissed him.
Feelings at all there? What are you looking at?
It doesn't matter. You're still going and kissing
Neil,
this guy.
Would you call that a pity kiss? A pity kiss,
Greg. Greg, this is why the show is not called Mason and Ireland and Greg.
Put that in a loop, Funch. Neil, I don't understand. You know, the other person, and he's a great guy, who can't get this through his thick head is Bill Oram from The Athletic. He's absolutely convinced that Keira Knightley is cheating on Chidiwell Ejiofor, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a subscription-based service, so I have no I have no feel for The Athletic.
You going to start subscribing anytime soon?
You know what? I read like the first, what do they give you, like the first paragraph and a half, and if you can read it quick enough before it goes to pay $6.99, I get that, and I feel like I've kind of gotten the gist of the whole article.
By the way, that's the best thing is you start reading it, and all of a sudden that box pops up.
Like right, so then you hit the X on the box, and then you finish reading it, and then you go, you know what? I think I know what they're going to say here. I'm not going to pay $6.99 for it.
Exactly.
Well, that would make a nice gift for Neil Everett, a subscription to The Athletic. So, Neil, if your wife was in that situation, in other words, if somebody came to the door and you were watching, let's say, a football game, and your wife said, and you said, who is it? And your wife said, it's Carol Singers. You would have no problem with her going through that same thing and kissing the guy at the very end?
No problem whatsoever.
Neil, I'm so
well, you know what? We need more relationships like that in this world. So everybody can, you know, loosen their tie and their shoelaces and get and unwind and stop being so uptight.
Okay, so here's the other questions about Love Actually. I think that Hugh Grant and the girl that he kisses at the end of the show, I think they stay together for a while. I think that relationship works. I think Alan Rickman and Emma Thompson break up for sure. Do you agree?
I think Emma Thompson and the Alan Rickman characters were broken up. Just they hadn't finalized it. I mean that
just,
scene at the airport at the end was so. That's so depressing, and that whole Joni Mitchell thing. I can't listen to I mean, every time I hear Joni Mitchell, I think of Emma Thompson sitting on that bed and just how destroyed she was.
I
believe Hugh Grant's character, what happened there wasn't so much that he broke up with the gal that he hooked up with there, that he was caught in a scandal before any of that actually happened and was however the British impeach their prime minister, that clearly was headed. That's where Hugh Grant was headed.
Yeah.
He was headed down the Billy Bob road.
And I think Liam Neeson hooks up with Claudia Schiffer. You agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then does not make awful movies.
There you go. And then he's off. Yeah. He's dating a supermodel and he's set for life. And
right.
I think Thomas Sangster, do you know who that is, Mace?
Yeah, that's the little kid, Brody, right?
I think he ends up dating the hot girl singer all through middle school and high school, and it helps him get a ton of other girls when he gets older. It gives him full confidence.
And then he becomes a chess prodigy.
There you go.
Exactly. He was
Queen's
in
Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. You're exactly right, Neil Everett.
Neil, as
you know what I saw today on KTLA? They were interviewing this guy and this gal who are going to be in a rom-com, and I can't think of the name of it. And I'm looking at it, and it's the dude who was Napoleon Dynamite.
No! John Hader?
I think his name is John Hedman or something.
John Hader.
Yeah, John Hader.
Yeah.
John Hader. So he's on TV this morning, and it's Napoleon Dynamite all growing up. I mean, he sounds the same. His mouth was kind of, you know, that you just look at him, and he's funny just to look at, and he's going to be in some rom-com with some other gal, and I can't remember the name of it, but I looked at my wife, I said, I don't know where, listen, I'll pay $6.99 to watch that.
Right,
but,
well,
so,
Neil, I will tell you this. I can throw a football over a mountain. And I will prove it the next time I see you.
Hey, Neil, I've got just a random question. Do you play fantasy football?
No.
You do not?
Does Neil strike you as the type of guy who would waste time like us playing fantasy football?
But everybody plays fantasy football, Neil.
Everybody's on social media too, Steve, except me.
Are you not on social media? I can't follow
I've
Neil
never
Everett
respected
on Twitter.
You more.
Never, no. If there's a Neil account out there, it's by somebody in his parents' basement.
You're missing out, man, because there is so much love and sweetness on social media. That's, by the way, very underreported. We hear about the bad stuff. We never hear about the love and the sweetness and the kindness in social media.
You mean there's Love Actually on social media?
Hey, there is Love Actually on social
media. There, we brought it all back.
Hey.
Neil, thank you as always for lending your wisdom to the show. You see what I have to put up with Bergman every day. It's not an easy life I'm living over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, it's the Mason Ireland show, and now we know the reason.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Neil.
Hey, thank you very much, Neil.
Wait, we hung up on
Merry
here.
Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Happy New Year's. All that stuff. By the way, the war on Christmas is over. I'm going to say Merry Christmas, John. I don't care who is upset. I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
I don't blame you.
No more war on Christmas. I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
Have at it.
Happy Hanukkah.
What night of Hanukkah is it?
It is the fifth night of Hanukkah.
Is your daughter getting a dreidel yet?
Not yet. She comes back tomorrow.
All right, serious question about Hanukkah, Bergman.
Yes.
Do the presents go up like in value each night? Like, do you get better presents theoretically, or do you never know what you're getting?
No. So when I was a kid, like I told you yesterday, I would get like one thing a night. There was one big present in the eight nights, and that one big present, I got to choose which night I got to open it. So otherwise, then it was like a pencil, or it was socks, or whatever it happened to be. But no, one
socks,
big present,
underrated gift.
It's actually a really good gift.
It's a useful gift.
Yeah. But no, it does not go up every night. There's not a secret way of doing these things. No.
All right. So I want to get to this because it is time for some fantasy football. And my team is in need of some surgical maneuvering, John. Some surgical maneuvering. I am currently 4-7, dead last in the Hollywood Football League. And as many people have heard, if I finish dead last, and I don't believe that's going to happen, I believe there's a second-half rally coming.
No, I think
if I finish dead last,
5 weeks to one eyebrow.
If I finish dead last, I have to shave one eyebrow off, which is scary for me. So my team needs some help. I'm going to ask a couple of questions. John, you're allowed a question this week, even though your team is considerably better than mine. And we definitely want to hear from you guys, 877-710-ESPN. Now, let me give you some advice. Don't do this. Don't say, I've got Davante Adams and T. Higgins and Emmanuel Sanders. I can play two of the three. Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's
by the way, you should play T. Higgins. You should play T. Higgins.
That's good advice. The segment is this or that. One or the other. You're allowed two names in your question. And the other thing don't do is, hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Hey,
I like
Matthew,
having conversations
with people.
Hey,
Mason, how you guys doing? We're doing fine. We want to get as many people into Matthew Berry to hear his advice as possible. So get to it.
And by the way, you can also tweet, and I'll get some of the tweets in there, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, tweet your this or that question for Matthew Berry. It is an unbelievably limited resource. Matthew Berry does very little of this stuff on radio stations around the country. So 877-710-ESPN or tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. The talented Mr. Roto is next. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.